From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. In the past 25 years, who pays for college in Illinois has changed dramatically. It used to be that we the people footed most of the bill, a strong public investment in the future of our state's people and economy, and a situation that meant many middle-class families could help their kids go to a university without the burden of student loans. But then came the dot-com recession, and 9/11, and the financial crisis, and the Great Recession, and Governor Bruce Rauner's war on labor unions that represent teachers and state workers, and the resulting two-year brick on state government spending. Today, the buying power of what Illinois invests in higher education is dramatically lower than it was in the year 2000, a generation ago. And beyond that, there's also a move in the General Assembly to change how that smaller pie is apportioned. Or I should say, new investment is apportioned. At present, the University of Illinois system, which, full disclosure, owns the license of our producing station and is the employer of everyone who works on The 21st Show, but the University of Illinois system gets more state funding than every other public university combined. The push is to mimic the K-12 evidence-based funding model, which would calculate what each university needs based on student demographics and program costs, with an emphasis on equity. The bottom line is that when new money would go to higher education, a lot less of it would go to the U of I than in the past. And we haven't even gotten to how the Trump administration is looking to significantly cut federal funding for education. It's against this backdrop that my first guest today argues Illinois should be significantly increasing investment in higher education. Elaine Gaberick is the Director of Policy Analysis at the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, a center-left think tank. Elaine, welcome back to The 21st Show.
Thanks for having me.
Listeners, we're only on this subject until about 20 minutes past the hour, so if you have a quick question or comment, don't wait. 800-222-9455 is the number to join us today. Did you have to go into debt to afford college? Is higher education a good use of taxpayer money? Let us know what you think about this. 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, let's start with the big picture. From 2000 to the present, adjusting for inflation, Illinois is investing, I think it was 42% less in higher education. What happened? Why is that?
Well, I think that's a really great question. And what you said at the top of the show is absolutely correct. When we look and go back to the fiscal year 2000, the state was investing about $2.2 billion into higher education. So yes, when we adjust for inflation today, that would come to about $4.5 billion today, essentially a cut of about 42%. So, you know, a lot of the reason for this is due to the state's ongoing fiscal problems, such as the large amount of pension debt that it still owes. Illinois has a structural deficit, which means that the budget doesn't bring in enough money to cover all of its expenses, which has led to the need for some of these major cuts. And higher education has taken this disproportionately than the other main areas that the state spends money on, especially during the 2017 budget impasse. So higher education has been hit especially hard because it's often seen as quote unquote, more optional compared to the other big area that the state spends money on, for example, K-12 schools, healthcare, public safety, things of that nature. And these cuts have made college a lot more expensive because the universities have had to, you know, fill in that hole and, you know, put more pressure on tuition, which has led to a lot fewer students enrolling across the state.
Yeah, it's like doubled, right? Tuition costs have more than doubled, I should say. And I guess say more about that decline in enrollment. Where are the students? What are they doing? Where are they going?
Right. No, that's an excellent question. So yes, you're absolutely right. The average tuition at an Illinois public university has more than doubled in the past 25 years, increasing by about 103% there. So while this does affect all students, of course, it particularly affects low-income students, many of whom are Black and Latinx. So yes, enrollment has decreased in this time sequence. So many students find that college is unaffordable and they're not going, and many students are choosing to go out of state. So the problem with that is that once students leave the state for college, they don't often come back. And you know, when looking at the net out migration of students, that is students leaving the state versus students staying or students from other states coming into the state, we see that in 2001, The net loss of all Illinois high school graduates was about 9,773 students. So fast forward to today, that's essentially doubled. It's about 18,000 students now. So we are losing students at a pretty incredible rate.
I thought let's drill down on that equity piece you mentioned there, because I thought this was interesting. The average in-state tuition at a public university for a black household in Illinois, that's about a third of their median income, 33%, compared to just 17% for white households. Talk more about how that, sort of exacerbates, if you will, the educational opportunity gap.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, naturally, lower income families are going to be the most affected by an increase in tuition. Many lower income families are students of color across Illinois. So, yes, when we look at, the median income of different ethnic backgrounds, we see that it does create this pretty disturbing disparity. And even when we compare the percentage of the median income that it would take to cover the average year of tuition in a public university across the nation, we see that for all ethnic groups and for all income statuses, Illinois is more expensive than the state average, which is, again, a huge problem for all students. But particularly so when it comes to students of color. And the enrollment data has shown this. I mean, since 2013, the enrollment of Black students in public universities in Illinois has decreased by about 37%. So the data really spells the picture about how structural racism is playing a part in this funding issue.
Let's talk about this proposal for a new formula for, I guess I want to be clear about this, new investment in higher education. This was the result of a commission. It's modeled after what happened with the K-12 funding formula in Illinois. So how would investing, what is it, I think $135 million a year over the next decade, how would that change the landscape for public universities in Illinois?
Well, because the formula is an adequacy-based formula, so it takes into consideration what each university needs in order to adequately serve its students on the one hand, and this can include anything from core curriculum costs, student supports, maintenance of the physical buildings on campus, just figuring out what each university needs based on its student demographic, and then taking into account what it already has. So this is the current appropriations from the state, as well as what it can expect in tuition from its students. Based on that gap that you would get between the resources and what it actually needs to be adequate, we can see just how underfunded some of these universities are. So, what the formula does is it takes any additional new dollars, which we're proposing that 135 million additional each year, and distributes it equitably through the formula, meaning that those universities that have the lowest percentage of funding would receive the largest portion of new dollars. So this would really transform the way that universities are funded. One, because as you mentioned, we're very underfunded. The higher education system in Illinois is very underfunded, especially when we look at, that high water mark from 25 years ago. But it would also get all of the universities up to where they should be through an equity lens, which I think is really important given that the lack of funding has disproportionately affected low-income students and students of color.
It's interesting because certainly out of Washington, D.C., and the Trump administration and the Republicans in Congress, E is the, equity is the E in DEI. And that is sort of going out of vogue in the way government spends money at the federal level. Do you still sense the appetite for that in the state, though?
I think so. I think now more than ever is actually a really great opportunity to be looking into legislation that has an equity basis as a way to insulate Illinois as much as possible from a lot of the instability that's going on in Washington right now. I think that a lot of lawmakers down in Springfield see the need for this. They see the need for a more stable funding source, at least from the state, to make up for whatever instability might be happening on the federal side, that universities can have a little more predictability in the funding that they're going to receive, as well as, again, just insulating Illinois, and trying to preserve what equity we can here in our state.
The University of Illinois system has been opposed to this change, at least as it's currently proposed in, I think it's Senate Bill 13, House Bill 1581, arguing that the funding model would only allocate less than a third of new state funding to the U of I system, even though they educate more than half of all public university students in Illinois. I know this. As an alum, I've gotten multiple emails from the University of Illinois system urging me to make my voice heard with lawmakers, which is not my role. But what do you think of those concerns?
Well, I think that given that instability in funding that public universities in Illinois have had to deal with in recent history, I think that, it makes sense to be a little for them to be a little cautious, a little I don't know if scared is the right word, but certainly higher education has not, maybe been the priority that it should have been. So I can understand maybe some reluctance on their part. I think that a lot of what their concerns are, at least as far as I understand their concerns and what I've heard and read about the University of Illinois saying, is that they are concerned again about the instability, which I think makes perfect sense given the history. But that's exactly what this formula sets out to address. It has equity components, it has transparency and accountability components, which was another concern I believe that they brought up. In the previous funding system for higher education, there was actually very little transparency and very little accountability going into it. The state dollars that would go to universities really wasn't tied to any student outcome metrics. And with the passage of SB 13, it could be. It calls for the Board of Higher Education to start collecting more institutional level data, and to analyze that data, see how these new funds are being spent, and ensure that it is being spent in a way where student outcome metrics, such as enrollment, retention, graduation rates, are all improving. So I think that's a lot of what I've heard coming out of the U of I. I think they are also concerned about, like you said, maybe that they would get a smaller portion of the new state funding. But there's a huge span of percentages of funding across the state universities right now. It ranges from about 46% of funding all the way up to 89% of funding. So while no universities are at full funding according to the formula right now, there are several universities that are at about half funded or even a little less than half. So when you look at the big picture and think about how all of the additional dollars are getting allocated, I think it makes perfect sense that universities that are relatively more well funded across the state than others would be receiving a smaller portion of any new dollars.
Sure.
What's important to remember also in the formula is that there is a hold harmless. So what that means is that no university in the formula would ever receive less money from the state than they did the previous year. So the point of the formula isn't to bring the bottom up by tearing the top down. No one wants to take away anything from any university. It's really focusing on channeling new resources into where they are needed the most.
Makes sense from, or as you're explaining, I'm not taking a position on that, but it's a clear explanation. I appreciate that. We only have about 2.5 minutes left. I do want to get a call in, if we can. Elizabeth is calling from Rockford. Elizabeth, you were college students in the 80s. Talk about how affordable or not that was for you.
I actually ended up going out of state, and I'm one of five kids. It wasn't easy, but I was able to get a couple of grants and also do some work on campus. But I told the interview guy that I also experienced, getting out of 82 when the Rockford area had a decline, the recession, or whatever you want to call it. And my husband had also started going to graduate school, so we were pretty debt loaded. But I guess I just wanted to encourage people that, we worked hard. I think it took us 10 or 11 years to pay off the debt, but we were able to do it. It wasn't easy. I mean, we had to cut corners and maybe eat in more than eat out, kind of thing. But
Sure.
And then also, I
Sure,
wonder why.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. We are so short on time. I just thank you so much for calling in and sharing that perspective. Elaine, we just have about 30 seconds left in our time together. Bottom line here, what big picture? What should lawmakers be doing and keeping in mind from your perspective?
I think that the bottom line here is that we really need to be reinvesting in Illinois public universities. They've been underfunded for so long. Doing so would really help the burden of would help lower the burden of tuition for students and families across the state, and it would just build a stronger and more inclusive economy for everyone. So I think that this is something that, just looking at the historical context, this is something the state really needs to do.
All right, we will post a link to the full report at our website, 21stshow.org. Elaine Gaberick, Director of Policy Analysis at the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. Thank you for sharing your perspective with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up after the break, after nearly a decade at the helm of Illinois' flagship university, U of I Chancellor Robert Jones is moving on. We'll hear about his leading the school through budget fights, some of the ones we just talked about, COVID-19, and the Trump administration's attack on higher education. That's coming up after the break. This is the 21st Show.